Welcome to Mammon Audio. Some spankings witnessed during childhood are more memorable than others, and that was certainly true for our correspondent Jacob.
I was brought up in what was then West Germany during the 1970s. Both myself and my older sister were regularly spanked when we misbehaved. However, perhaps because of having children of different sexes, my mother always made sure that spankings were given in private, so I never actually watched Christina, who is 5 years my senior, getting spanked at home. However, during one summer we went to visit my mother's sister in her house in the countryside. Aunt Anna had no children of her own but certainly knew how to spank naughty kids, as we were to find out during our visit. Aunt Anna certainly did not care about privacy as much as my mother did. So it came about that after I acted up at the breakfast table one morning, my aunt pulled me close, took down my trousers and underpants in one go and smacked my bare bottom sharply several times as I stood there. I was only 7 at the time, so it was not such a big deal for my sister to see my bare behind, I guess. I cried a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as what I usually got from our mother. One afternoon towards the end of our stay, Christina went out to spend some time with some other girls in the village whose acquaintance she had made during the visit. Unfortunately for her, she lost track of time and was late home. Aunt Anna had ordered Christina to be home for dinner at 6 o'clock, and when she hadn't returned by half past, my aunt began to worry that something might have happened to her. She eventually decided to go looking for Christina herself, leaving me in the house by myself. It wasn't very long before my aunt returned with my sister more or less in tow. We were ordered to sit down at the dinner table and the meal was eaten pretty much in awkward silence. As the meal came to an end, we were about to jump up from our seats and help with the washing up, but Aunt Anna had other ideas. "Christina, come here to me." My aunt pulled her chair out from the table and turned it around, to sit facing outwards. As my sister approached, Aunt Anna raised her skirt and then also slipped down her panties to her ankles before placing her in the customary spanking position, over her knee. Although part of me felt sorry for Christina, part of me was also thrilled to see my sister bare-bottomed for a spanking like a little girl. Not only could I see her quite large and mature behind, but also, because of where I was sitting, her vagina. My aunt began slapping my sister's naked bottom. She certainly knew how to spank naughty children, and it wasn't long before Christina began to cry hard. I watched my sister's bottom turn from ivory to raspberry in a few short minutes until at last she was allowed to get up, pull up her panties, and we were at last ordered to do the washing up between us. I tried to engage Christina in a whispered conversation about how much it had hurt, etc., as we washed the plates and cutlery, but she was in no mood, and probably too embarrassed, to confide in her little brother. This was the only time I saw my big sister spanked, or her bare bottom in privates, but I have never forgotten it.